It's the 11th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Almost 2 months after Bedford's Cleat Hill area gas explosion, which took the lives of Julia Harris and Paul Swales, some residents are now slowly beginning to return to their homes. Those returning have to sign a release due to Bedfordshire Police being unable to guarantee their safety, despite the installation of toxic gas monitors installed at 83 properties. 74-year-old Ruth Presley was among the first to return, and she was quite happy to be back after the 7 weeks that we were out for, and we can now get ready to the stage of thinking it's Christmas. Of the 50 original homes evacuated, 21 have not yet chosen to return and will continue to receive support from Bedford Borough Council. The Bedford Cat Cafe on Bedford's High Street has been placed on the market for all interested buyers with an asking price of just under £50,000. Annual takings for the leasehold business range between £115,000 to £135,000. Progress at Central Bedfordshire Council in addressing the aftermath of two flooding events this year in Leighton Buzzard has been described by Councillor Chris Liam as painfully slow. An area resident explained his current situation and those of his neighbours by saying, "We are still not back in our homes. We are living in temporary accommodation or in flooded properties. We need some solutions immediately. Infrastructure such as pumps, floodgates and barriers." Councillor Victoria Harvey said that cuts in Environment Agency funding were to blame for the inadequate response. An anonymous winner has collected a £50,000 payday on the National Bingo Game at Bedford's Club 2000 Bingo Hall. Apparently, luck runs in the family, as 7 years earlier, the person's mother was also a big winner at the same venue. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.